Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, this Lions conversation. Host Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni. And near the end of the episode, we got some email from a guy, and he wanted to know about our outlook for the next year. And Mike and I apparently have vastly different outlooks for the upcoming season, because he dropped in, if you offered me 11 wins, I'd take it right now. And I nearly fell out of my chair. He would take 11 wins right now for the Lions next year. Keep in mind, the Lions won 15 games last year and 12 games the year before. I don't know why you would settle for 11. And I said, that feels kind of doom and gloomy. And he goes, what are you talking about? 11 wins? That's doom and gloom? Is that the new world we live in? How big a step back are they supposed to take this season? I understand losing coordinators is going to, you know, cause a reset, but they still got all pros. They still got Dan Campbell. I think there's going to be quite a bit of continuity, and the defense is getting healthier. Like, I want to know where you're at on this. Valeni yesterday said to me, and this was on Cash the Ticket, he goes, I would take 11 wins next year for the Lions. I expect a step back. Losing both coordinators is a big deal to him. And he said he would take 11 wins. And I go, what? John, where are you at?
This is an impossible ask to figure out what, right now, to put a number on it.
Right. We don't know free agency, the draft, or the schedule yet.
What I will say is, because when you're doing this, you're doing it with this year's team. And now you're under the assumption that all those guys that were injured are healthy and they're back. Because we have no idea what free agency brings. We have no idea who leaves, who's coming to Detroit. We don't have any idea what they're going to do in the draft. We haven't even talked about the draft here on this show. But I will say this. Do I think that there's going to be a step back in production in numbers? There certainly could be offensively.
They're the number one offense.
Number one offense. So can you stay at the number one offense with a new coordinator? I think it's unlikely.
Could you be three or four? Could you still have a top five offense? I mean, they still have a quarterback who's efficient. The terminology is not changing. The protection shouldn't change. The offensive line should largely be intact. He still has St. Brown, Gibbs, and Montgomery.
A large part of this, and we don't even know when they're going to play these teams. We know who the teams are, and I get that the away schedule, right? You get your three division opponents, and then you're at Washington. All right? Tell me that doesn't strike a little fear into you. You're at Philly. They're playing in the Super Bowl. You're at Cincinnati. That's a tough one to go to. You're at Baltimore, Kansas City, the Rams. Like, the road schedule is a gauntlet. So you just look at those teams and you think, okay, will they, even though they could be as good as they were this year, and I say that with the offense maybe taking a little bit of a step back, the defense taking a big step forward just in terms of health.
Yeah.
Do I expect them to be a 15-2 team? No, I don't. But
park the bus, people.
My bus was at 14. So
you still could rub that bad boy up.
Let's just keep it warm. Do I think they're still the best team in the division?
Yeah.
Chicago, Green Bay, Minnesota. Absolutely. Does 11 wins win the division? It very well could.
It could.
In 25. There's 12 wins. I would, and okay, we're splitting hairs when we talk about this. I would probably go into right now, not having any answers, say that it's going to be at a minimum a 12-win team.
Okay.
And I think 12 wins wins you the division. Now, again, what's the difference between 11 and 12? And please don't text in one. But I do think that, okay, this year Green Bay won 11 games. Minnesota won 14. We're well aware of that. And the Lions won 15. I think the division is going to be much more competitive next year in division. I don't know what Ben Johnson does in Chicago, but I do think Green Bay is always going to be a menace. I don't think they're good or great. I think they're a menace. Minnesota, are they going with J.J. McCarthy? Is he going to even be available at the start of the season? What do they do with Sam Darnold? Like, I don't know who their quarterback is even going to be. I do know that Kevin O'Connell is a really good coach. So they're going to continue to be a good team.
Do I think the Lions will go 6-0 in the division? No, that feels really tough to duplicate. Do I think they'll win 15 games? No, that's super tough to duplicate. It's only happened 9 times in the history of the NFL that a team has won 15 or more football games. So by definition, they'll take a step back. They're losing the coordinators. There will be a resetting and a reshuffling there. I still feel like 11 wins is settling, though, because I still expect the offense to be top 5. I think a full season of Aiden, a full season of Aleem McNeil. Right, just like I don't think they're going to go 6-0 in the division, I also don't think they're going to have 20 players on IR. So I think this is a 12-win team at least. I don't want to settle for 11 is why I was so caught off guard when he said it.
Well, and so I don't want this to come across as defending Mike, but I do somewhat agree with him because I'm sure part of the thinking is, all right, Aiden Hutchinson, coming off of a devastating leg injury, is he going to be the same? Is he going to hit the ground running at the beginning of the year? That's a big question mark. And
McNeil won't be ready to start the year, I wouldn't imagine.
Correct. And so if you don't have a lean McNeil, but then it goes to what are we doing in free agency?
Right.
What happened? DJ Reader is going to be a year older, but he's still, I thought he had a good year. There's just a lot of unknown. So if you just take everything at face value and say, well, I don't think they're another 15-2 team, so then you're left with, okay, is it 14, 13, 12, 11, 10? And there's some people that are going to say, oh, well, no, it's a step back all the way to 9-8. We will get those callers.
I know we will.
And we will get those people because you have two different coordinators. And I think there's going to be much more stability defensively. Defensively, they're going to be better than they were this year. And this year, they were better than they were last year through a vast majority of the season. Offensively, just because you may take steps back in terms of numbers doesn't mean that that's a step back in losses or in wins.
Yeah, you and I have said this is Dan Campbell's offense.
Yep.
He has acknowledged that he was more involved with the offense post Anthony Lynn. I think Ben Johnson conceded the runway's been built and it doesn't matter who's calling plays. Hell, Dan may call plays. We don't know. I don't think the offense has fallen off a cliff, and I think the defense is going to be considerably better when healthy. I'm not willing to concede and just accept 11 wins. I'd like to give this team a chance to compete for more. They are one of the better rosters in the NFL. I wouldn't settle for 11. And honestly, it feels kind of like a safe week thing. Like, well, I'll just take 11. Now I don't want to compete for more. Well, you're every bit good enough to win more.
Anytime you take a deal like this at this time of the year, it's always going to be settling. And so it's, I'm with you. I'm not willing to settle. I'm not willing to sit there and say it's a huge step back. But here's where I think they don't necessarily take a huge step back offensively. What do we know about John Morton? Yeah, he's been at a number of different places. He's only been a play caller once. That was 7 years ago. A lot has happened since then. The teams that he's been with, he has even been here. So he's not coming in blind. But coming from as a pass game coordinator, I like that they brought somebody in with that in their background because that's the most complicated part of running an offense. It's the pass game coordinator along with the protections. And they kept Hank Fraley, so the protections are taken care of.
Huge deal.
He's coming from Sean Payton and we all know Sean Payton is calling the plays. What type of offense does Dan Campbell run? It's Sean Payton's offense. Yeah. And where did he learn? He talks to Coach Payton. Talked about it last year. I guarantee you he's talked to him since the end of the season. And he talked to him about hiring John Morton. Like, can he come in here and is he willing to take direction from the head coach? You're not going to be in Denver and working for Sean Payton if you can't take orders and direction and handle leadership from the head coach position. Dan Campbell is going to be that leader of this offense. Now, is John Morton going to be calling plays on Sunday? Well, he might be.
Yeah.
As long as he calls it the way Dan wants it.
As I say, I think there will be synergy there.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, response from you guys. Would you take 11 wins right now for next season? Texter says, I think 10 wins would be amazing next year. Losing all these coaches plus a tough road schedule, to me, it looks like 8 or 9. Signed, Ben. John, you knew we'd get these texts.
Sure.
One says, I think 11 is a good number. We have a favorable home schedule, but it's always going to be tough. Texter says, it's not just losing the coordinators. It's the fact that Brad won't pick up star players, especially at end or linebacker. We're playing all the best teams in the league. We're a year older at every position. Some of that's good and some of that's bad. Texter says, all we needed was a healthy defense and our team would essentially be the same again. We're healthy. We'll have the number one seed again. That's why you don't settle for 11. Texter says 11 is our floor for next year. Valeni is right. That schedule's brutal. I would take 11. Mike is just saying he wants them to make the playoffs. Expecting anything more sounds like one of those cookies double-digit discos. Bad take, Jim.
No, I don't think it borders on that. I think if you're going to settle for 11, you don't want the risk that you would be taking on the ceiling or the floor.
What's the risk if I don't take this deal? This team only wins 8 games. I don't really see that happening. I think they're going to be in the playoffs.
It's a playoff team. I think it's a playoff team. Without an injury to Goff,
of course,
it's a playoff team. But what you're basically saying is, if we're going to settle for 11, because I think 12 is going to be what it takes to win the division, then you're saying we're settling as a wild card team.
Texter says, who wouldn't settle for 11? No one cares about 15. I know we feel that way because 15 got them nowhere. 15 right. got them a first round, first game exit. They got them a 2-touchdown loss at home at Ford Field. I understand people saying, what the hell difference does it make winning 11, 12, 15, or hell, all 17 of them? What difference does it make? Just get me in the playoffs. I agree, but I want, if all was equal, I'd want the home game, right?
Some of it's going to be...
I'd want a favorable matchup. Just because they didn't take advantage of it this year doesn't mean you never want it again.
Right. Some of it's going to be when do you play these teams? When do you play them early? And who are you playing in December? And we're looking at this as playing Baltimore at full strength, at Cincinnati right. at full strength, Philly, Washington, all at full strength. Well, what if Washington... What if these quarterbacks gets hurt? Now, all of a sudden, traveling to Cincinnati... doesn't seem so bad.
In terms of the division and the schedule, all the other NFC North teams have to play the AFC North, too.
Good point.
So they're playing those quarterbacks, too. I think the one thing with the schedule is you are playing three of the top four quarterbacks in the league. I mean, there's a definitive four right now. I think Lamar's fourth out of that, but Burrow, Mahomes, no Allen. Okay?
Yeah, let's say you
got to play them all in their house. So you go 1-2 in those. Okay? So you got to, if you're going to go 12-5, then... you got to go 11-3 with the others. I think that's doable
if
things pan out and they stay relatively healthy. I'm still a little curious about the defense, healthy. We didn't get to see him healthy against a top quarterback, other than if you want to include Stafford at the beginning of the year. And then, everybody knows the team had preseason cobwebs in that game. So it's there's a little bit unknown to this. I mean, and I would guess in this, it's going to be funny. I bet you Vegas... that's the over-under for the Lions at 11.5.
I'm sure they will. They are spot on with this stuff. It's 97.1.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.